Chris and Kira.
Turn it up!
On 2FM.
How about this? We will play you both of the raps again very quickly so that you can have a little refresh if you have an incredibly short memory and can't remember what happened 10 minutes ago. Here we go. Here is my version. And then you're going to hear Kira's version. We are still taking votes. 51552 is the number.
Baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I could hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. You're talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my trues for some Robins. He playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob him. I got a Glock in my Rory. 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rory. 17 shots, no 38.
Yeah. So there we go. That was my version. Then here we go. We will play Kira's version again. And then you'll have to decide who did better. Twitter's at HateChrisGreen or at I am Kira King.
Baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I could hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you're talking bands, girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my truce for some Robins. He playing Batman, Fetty's gonna rob him. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Oh, wow.
It was okay. Lots of text messages coming in and lots of tweets. I actually got worried there for a while because there was literally no votes coming in for me. Will we get to some of them?
This has woken the nation, Kira.
It has.
That's what's happened. Yeah, go for it. Where will we start? Will we start with the texts?
Yeah, Chris, that wonderful Lady K did better. She always does, Ben in Waterford. Actually, my name, Kira, is spelt with a C. But thank you, Ben in Waterford. I shall take your vote nonetheless. Somebody says, both performances were so authentic, I feared I would be gunned down in a drive-by shooting, so I cannot choose.
That's what we were going for. We were going for that unsettling vibe where you might be physically threatened with violence. So I'm glad that you got that.
Kira, wow, just wow. You got swag, girl. Certainly got my vote. End it in Kerry. Loving the show.
Right.
Can I tell you, no, there's literally only about three or four votes for me.
You're getting through those, yeah.
Hi, Chris and Kira. Jimworth here in Whitechurch in Cork, lads. That was a hard rap to pick, but in fairness, you did pretty well. I think Chris may have pipped you at the post, Kira. P.S. Tell anyone who doesn't like your rapping skills to go F themselves.
We'd be telling an awful lot of people that then, Jimworth. Someone says, Chris just nailed it. The vibes are real. Thank you, brother. Real, recognized, real. I hear you. Someone says, Chris won this week. Kira's voice just didn't suit the rap. Still a solid flow, though. Ricky and Kildare. Dara in Cork says, I don't usually text in, but Jesus, tonight I had to. You both bottled a pretty bad rap song to begin with.
Wow.
So Dara, do you have a vote or are you just literally abusing us? You're just stopping by to tell us to piss off.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
All right.
I don't think he does.
Someone says, sorry, go ahead.
Chris all night long. Well, I don't know what he lasts that long, but anyway.
Chris all 40 seconds.
Chris, Kira was so soft sounding. Also, not enough sexy Kira like last week. Hashtag bring back sexy Kira, Jack and Leash. Look, I stand in the mirror every single night and that's what I say.
Kira.
To the mirror. I say bring back sexy Kira. God damn it, bring her back.
Kira, Ireland is crying out for your sex appeal.
I just don't know. Is
They're
Ireland
missing
ready
it.
For my sexiness, Chris? I mean...
Someone says, Chris, you were the best, but Kira got my vote. Wait, hold on a second. Chris, you were the best. Okay, great. So you think I would get the vote. But Kira got my vote because it sounded like she was trying to seduce me. Oh, yeah, from Shane.
What can I say?
Shane, that seems like a very shallow reason to vote for somebody.
Somebody says, Chris did better. Kira was too monotone. And that's from Stevie Sizzle.
I
don't
we
know, can I
right?
take that seriously with a guy called Stevie Sizzle? Jesus, somebody says, these weeks are flying. It feels like only yesterday when I was listening to you slate that other rap. This week it was just as bad, but I always come back to listen to it. I don't understand why, but I feel like I'm seriously missing out when I miss it, which is really weird because it's really shit. Do you know what I'm getting at, lads? I guess you... It's like those annoying people that you follow on Twitter. The fear of unfollowing them and not knowing what stupid shit they're going to tweet kind of bothers me more than just, you know, leaving it.
Yeah, like I hate follow some people. Yeah, absolutely. I love how as well he almost tries to make it nostalgic. Like he's like, God, the weeks are flying. Was it only yesterday I was abusing you a while ago? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love how he makes that a kind of a happy, nostalgic point in his life.
Will we get to some Twitter votes,
Go
Chris?
For it, girlfriend.
Monique says, my vote goes to Chris. My husband Eddie and I are driving back from Nevada and he says he votes for Kira. I don't want to cause no argument between a husband and wife. You know what I'm trying to say?
Exactly. You want to get in the way.
But I just want to say a big hello to Monique's husband, Eddie. What's up, Eddie? How's it going?
Kira is always going for married men.
I know, right?
Like, it is such a problem of hers.
Brenton says on Twitter, both of you had flow like the Nile. Hard to call, so Kira gets my vote for a change.
Alex says, I'm not really a fan of this song, but Kira sounded less creepy. Sorry, Chris. Alright, Alex. Fair
Josh
enough.
Says, you both were shy tonight. I don't even think that counts as rapping. No vote for me to either of ye. Oh, he's punishing us.
It's very blunt of him.
David says, what a load of horrific bollocks. Chris was slightly less shit.
But like, you have to understand, it doesn't feel like a vote when it starts with what a load of horrific bollocks.
I think the best tweet of all time, Chris, comes from El Clapo, who says, Fetty didn't lose an eye for this to happen.
No,
talking,
he didn't.
Of course, about Fetty Wap, who only has one eye.
That's right. I think he has a lazy eye, yeah. Mm. And I don't know how that happened. Maybe, you know, he heard someone do a rap so badly that his eye just stopped functioning. But
Ray says, my vote is headed back to Kira this week after Chris stunned us with his brilliance last week.
I'm going to say that this is pretty evenly split.
Do you think so?
I think so. I think what we could defer to as the final authority on the subject is the really annoying Twitter account, which currently has me, at 51%.
Oh my God, you actually won.
To Kira's 49%.
That's okay.
Kira, would you take that as a win for me tonight?
Let's do it. I would have said you won anyway.
Well, thank you, Kira. There we go. I would have said we were a draw, and then for once that really irritating social media, the 2FM, has actually came in useful. So, thank you, 2FM Twitter. 2FM. Chris and Kira. Turn it up on 2FM.